This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Another fast and furious news day, if you know what I mean. Be prepared because next hour we're going to have Judge Jeanine Pirro on. She's going to be talking about her book, which is really selling like crazy, I guess, and also a few other things we'll throw out there, perhaps the FISA report or something like that. We can get some good information from her on that. And today, in the second hour, right now, though, we're going to be talking about what is going on with the, the whole scam, if you will, and a little bit about Stork and Comey and that group of folk, and then we're going to talk a little bit about California politics. In the last half hour of this show, of this hour, and also the last half hour, next hour, we're going to be focusing on some new California business and also California business that's affecting the nation. Hello. We want to make sure everybody out there in the nation is prepared for what is going on in California. And there's some good things happening. Don't get me wrong. Some good things that will point really in the direction of the formation of a new state called New California, which I think is wonderful. I think it's just wonderful that we're dealing at this level now. We've got the courts have decided against the three-state solution, which, by the way, it still amazes me that the Republicans, it's kind of interesting. The Republicans, who you think would really get it in California about, and they call themselves constitutionalists, and they understand more than anybody else about the Constitution and how it works, you would think that they'd be just jumping up and down and hopping, that what happened to Tim Draper with this three-state solution being tossed by the court, a liberal, the most liberal, perhaps, state Supreme Court in the nation, of course, California State Supreme Court, you would think that these people would be hopping all over this decision and go, wow, what a great, but they're not. No, across the board, they're not. They're not getting it. Some of these nonprofit organizations that profess to know really about the Constitution, they're saying, oh, the people don't have a right. This Tim Draper, he was trying to give the people. They're jumping on board with the globalist, Tim Draper, in support of him. And you're sitting there going, wow, they really don't get it. What's really ironic about this, here you have a completely leftist, globalist Tim Draper. A completely just, you know, his friends are Tom Steyer and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That's who he runs with. And you get conservatives in California who actually run some of these state movements supporting him, Draper, in his quest to have to at least get on the ballot, you know? Okay. Wow, really? To at least get on the ballot. I mean, and of course the court said, the California State Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, a leftist organization, ultra-leftist organization, I mean, they're more left than the Ninth Circuit, of course. And here you have the plaintiff in this is a wacko environmental group, very left. And then, of course, Draper, who's a leftist, and this whole notion is a leftist notion because why they want to try and get three Democratic states out of California. So another two Democratic states, having three total. Now, you would think that, man, that's just, we just want that to come to the court, and we can say, yeah, boom, it's got to be on the ballot. You know, and really what it would do was would give an endorsement by the court for the ballot initiative. You think they would want that. Right? But they rejected it unanimously. All right, now, for all of you guys out there on the other teams, and you know who you are, that are supporting Draper and saying just everything's yelling and screaming about Draper's rights and the people's rights. We're the people. Well, the people, they have rights. Yeah, they sure do. And they're really enshrined in Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. Hint, hint, hello. And this is the fascinating thing about this, is that the leftist judges, six of them, who unanimously voted against Draper and found for the environmental group to keep it off the ballot, understood, and they understand Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, written in 1783, by the way. The words haven't changed at all. You know, those words are here today, and tomorrow when you wake up, they'll be there again tomorrow. And the next day, and the next, they're still going to be there. Okay, now, here is the situation, ladies and gentlemen. The judges were smart enough to figure out, we cannot challenge the words on that document, the Declaration of Independence, vis-a-vis the Constitution. They said, we can't challenge it. It's clear. It's clear. None of what you're doing here permits you to be on the ballot or should be on the ballot. This is not the process. This is not the place for this. It wasn't so much that they were doing it on the merits of the case. It was just constitutionally not fit to be there. It's not fit to be on the ballot. And it's not supposed to be on the ballot. If you're trying, and of course they recognized that this whole thing, if in part was supposed to be, you know, adopted or voted on and became so-called law, it would never match up constitutionally with the California Constitution. So it had a whole wide range of not only constitutional issues with Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, but with the general way in which the Constitution in California is handled. So, a couple of things. It should never have been, the ballot process should never be followed when you're trying to form a new state. That's not what it's there for. Where does it say in Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution that you must have a vote? It doesn't. No. You see, this is part of the problem. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution states this, essentially, that whenever you're forming a new state, and states are permitted to form new states from pre-existing states or parts of pre-existing states, they have to get the permission of the state legislatures concerned and then that of the Congress. That's basically, now does it say anywhere that I just quoted that you have to go and get a court case and file a complaint in court. No, that you have to use the Secretary of State to file a petition to get it on the ballot. The answer is no. You get my drift? County supervisors are irrelevant in the process. So is the governor. What this is a movement of the people by the people, meaning directly with the representatives of the people. That's what that means. Nowhere does it say there that you're supposed to have a ballot process, sign petitions, none of that, because it's not supposed to happen that way. The founding fathers recognized that a governmental system should not be engaged in when you are trying to make a new state, because the problem exists in that government. In the pre-existing government, they were making sure that if there were problems in the pre-existing government, the new formation of the government would only come from the people working with the representatives of the people from that state, because they recognized the biggest problem would probably be with the dictators in each one of these bureaucracies or parts of the government or the governor themselves, which is exactly what we have right now. So they wanted you to be purist and to stay away from all that. That's why New California is here. We're the last guy standing doing it right. The other ones have done it wrong. Isn't that amazing? Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? And it's coming together. It's growing. It's getting bigger. And that's what we want. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Intelligence and security officials have not only said, but also some of the things that they've actually done. Now, the list is a fairly lengthy one mentioned yesterday during the press briefing. Let me share a graphic for the folks at home that may have missed Sarah Sanders' comments. We're talking about John Brennan, James Clapper, Susan Rice, Michael Hayden, Jim Comey, and Andrew McCabe. Now, yesterday, Sanders explained the thinking behind the move, suggesting the individuals have, quote, politicized and in some cases even monetized their public service and security clearances.
Making baseless accusations of improper contact with Russia or being influenced by Russia against the president is extremely inappropriate. And the fact that people with security clearances are making these baseless charges provides inappropriate legitimacy to accusations with zero evidence.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Now, many of the individuals mentioned say the accusations are frankly baseless. This is Nick Shapiro. He's a spokesman for Mr. Brennan. He says John Brennan hasn't made one penny off his clearance. Not one thing he has done for remuneration since leaving the government has been contingent on him having a security clearance. One doesn't need a security clearance to speak out against the failings of Trump. Michael Hayden took to Twitter. He said this, I don't go back for classified briefings. Won't have any effect on what I say or write. And a spokesperson for Andrew McCabe, who you might remember, was unceremoniously removed from his position. She said that Andrew McCabe's security clearance was deactivated when he was terminated, according to what we were told was FBI policy. You'd think the White House would check with the FBI before trying to throw shiny objects to the press corps. Meanwhile, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who floated the idea in the first place, specifically mentioned the antics of John Brennan. Here he is.
I think there's a great danger to having people on television who are speaking off the cuff, who are getting classified information. There's a great danger that they could reveal something that they shouldn't reveal. And so, yes, I think this should apply really to most people who retired.
Senator Rand Paul there. Don't forget, Julie, the president on his way to Missouri for that veterans event should be great. 12:30 live coverage here on Fox.
Well, this is... I think it's kind of interesting, don't you? sets up, a dynamic with John Brennan and others that we haven't ever seen. I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, I've been following politics for a long time. And I've never seen anything quite like this. I think this is something that has been... it's over the top when you think about it, that you have the... members of the staffs of the prior administration and high security clearances and everything else. And they say, well, we left and we were fired in Comey's case. We were fired in McCabe's case. And as a result, what happened? We lost our clearances. Well, you know, really? You know, that's something, quite frankly, we don't know. They say it's part of it, so at least one of the spokesmen did. We don't know what happened. Is there something else going on there? Maybe the spokesman doesn't understand that there's maybe more something more nefarious happening there. But we would hope that when somebody leaves the service that they terminate these things. There's been so much mischief, if you will, about servers, top secret clearances, and things of that nature, which of course Hillary, we know what her involvement is. It's pretty clear. When this information about how these people have handled classified information comes out in the emails and everything else, and you know, in fact, when we get copies of some of the emails that were sent by Hillary Clinton, it's redacted to us. It's still top secret. So you know, this is not something that's make a believe. This is something where they've clearly abuse the system. Now, could they be abusing the system further? Now, I want to know.
I mean, because these are, listen, this isn't like you didn't pay your bills last month or something like that. This is something that, you know, that involves human lives and lots of them, potentially. This is life and death for tens of thousands of people in some cases, and certainly operators out in the field. We heard this all the time. When they first broke the story about the Clinton server, which is all top secret, all the stuff that was going on there. And then we find out there's an espionage ring going on. So there's bigger and bigger. It's an expanding gene pool, if you will. What do they know today that still is top secret? And they should be muzzled from it staying anything that might be top secret and passing that along. Let alone getting documents that maybe there are documents that are going to these people. Even though they don't have their top security clearance, they're still receiving some sort of documents or communiques. Well, that, I don't trust them. Heck, these guys have been dirty for years. Why would I trust the fact that maybe Comey says, oh, yeah, I gave mine up. Oh, really? What about the people around you? Did they give theirs up when you left too? See, that's the point. The message being sent by the president to all of them, even if some of them don't have their clearances or they were revoked or whatever, who else might be giving you information that could be, well, detrimental to the country? I think that's what the president's saying. I would hope so. But the question is, will these people even pay attention to that? They're already blowing it off. You know, I know for a fact, John Brennan's chief aide, right, that must be a real dependable guy. Says he hasn't received anything. Right. How do you know? And by the way, chief aide, do you still have your clearance? And how often do you communicate with her? I mean, see, that's the kind of stuff. Of course, Brennan still does. And he's out there calling the president treasonous. Of course, it was his. This is another thing about these bald-faced liars like this that go out on the national stage and lie. 100 times, I'll tell you, usually 100% of the time I've ever had to deal with these kind of folks, they have been the ones that have perpetrated the problem. And in the case of what's been going on with ISIS and everything else, guess who perpetrated that problem? He did. That's called treasonous right there. Absolutely treasonous. And that's my point, is that why should he even be on the stage speaking and having conversations about this president? What, criticize the president, that's great, I guess. But in the past, because administrations do change, prior administrations usually give, by grace, a proper treatment of the incoming administration. Now, this is a completely different ballgame with Obama and his folks. That's what is so perniciously bad about the Obama administration, is that the legacy items are still here. And they're creating problem for the new incoming administration, which is what we have with Donald Trump. Not even in 2 years. And the problems have been absolutely astronomical and enormous and false. The Russian narrative has got to go away now for Mueller because he's lied. And the problems for Mueller are mounting. See how destructive this has been to the country. You know, and props to the Trump administration for just stepping up and rising above it. You know, you learn that lesson in life when you're being so bombarded like that. You just step up and rise above it. It's hard to do. But, you know, when you put on the big boy pants, that's what you got to do. Now, these other guys have the panties on. They have no clothes except their panties. That's it. I know that's kind of a bad visual, isn't it? But, you know, that's the only thing I can think of. These guys don't have any pants. They never had. No, they never have. These people are treasonous in and of themselves. That's my opinion. But there's no one that's going to prosecute them, of course. Time will be the prosecutor. History will be the prosecutor. And that table on the prosecution side is big, and it's stacked with the evidence against them. So history will not treat them well, ladies and gentlemen. They just won't treat them well. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, next hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro will be our guest here on Agenda 21 Radio. And she's got a new book out. We're going to be talking about that and also a few other things, trying to keep the topic at hand. We got a situation here. I thought I'd bring this up. This is something that apparently there's a dam that's collapsed, a hydroelectric dam. I'm just going to put this in here, a short little clip, because it's in Laos, and it's a dam collapse. Now, we are affectionately fond of dam collapses or potential dam collapses where I'm at since February 12th, 2017. I could have been under 24 feet of water where I sit if Orville Dam had collapsed. I don't know why that might be. I just saw this as a flashing little light that came across to say that this story was here, and so here it is. Let's listen. It's going to be quick. Hydroelectric dam collapses in Laos. Dam collapse caused massive flooding in the area, I bet.
After a hydroelectric dam collapses in Laos. According to local reports, the dam, which was under construction, collapsed overnight, releasing large amounts of water, sweeping away houses in the Southeast Asian country. Boats now being sent in to help evacuate over 6,000 people now homeless. The dam was scheduled to begin operations next year.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's what happens. And they show people sitting up on top of the houses and things like that, and people being swept away. That's a feeling I just don't want to have. I don't know why I didn't want to have that. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the real story here. Jeff Sessions speaking at a high school leadership summit. Here we go.
A generation of mature, well-informed adults. Some schools are doing everything they can to create a generation of sanctimonious, sensitive, supercilious snowflakes. We're not going to have it. That is a disservice to their students and a disservice to the nation. Speech codes protecting students from difficult or challenging ideas is a key aspect of the problem. Last year, the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education surveyed 450 colleges and universities across this country and found that 40% maintain speech codes that substantially infringe on constitutionally protected speech. Of the public colleges surveyed, which are legally bound by the First Amendment, free speech, fully one-third had written policies banning disfavored speech. Freedom of speech is a decisive issue today. You will be involved in it. It's important, and not just for our students. It's important for our society as a whole. We cannot have free and deliberative government without freedom of thought.
How true is that? That is absolutely true, what he just said. Absolutely. Huh. And all that at a high school leadership conference. Man, does the guy get out or what? And it's a good thing. Absolutely, it's a good thing. Of course, having been in high schools for years and having taught leadership attending many of these kind of summits back in the day, I get it. I totally get it. You know, but the situation with freedom of speech nowadays, with free speech zones and crap like that. People accept it when you shouldn't. And of course, that was one of the things. You go back to the Bundy Ranch situation. Remember, they had the BLM had come out, and they had brought up this the orange storm fencing, plastic stuff, and they staked off areas, large areas, like a corral where people could go in, they could bring their signs. And they could protest the BLM at the Bundy Ranch. And they called it a free speech zone. Really. A free speech zone. Can you believe that? No. No one could. You know, and I'll never forget one of the interviews of one of the people that were there to support Bundy. The person said at the time, said, yeah, I know where there's a free speech zone. It's everywhere in the country. Everywhere I go, it's a free speech zone in this country right now. And, of course, that's the thing. It is. Every part of this land is a free speech zone. God has given you that right. It's okay. God has given you that right. I mean, it is really amazing that the politicalization of speech that we're seeing in the world. But what's more amazing, guys, is people tolerating it and not saying anything about it when it's right there in front of your faces. That's even more amazing. You know, when you see tyranny and you do nothing about it, you see outrageous behavior that's illegal, improper, and you do nothing about it. You don't hold your elected officials to be accountable to you. And you do nothing about it when they aren't accountable to you. Wink, wink, nod, nod. It's okay. We'll just let it all happen, right?
And pretty soon after a while, it starts to grow on you that, well, you know, it just becomes acceptable behavior, right? That this sort of thing is okay to do this. It's okay to just go along with the flow. And then it's just, you know, well, we weren't breaking laws before, and then they started breaking the laws, and it's okay today. There's a term for that. It's called the Overton window. Well, how one day it's illegal, and the next you've accepted it, right? Now, this is how it works. It's called the Overton window, also known as the Overton of disclosure, or the window of disclosure. It is the range of ideas tolerated in public discourse. The term is derived from its originator, Joseph P. Overton, a former vice president of the Mackinac Center of Public Policy, who in his description of his window claimed that an idea's political viability depends mainly on whether it falls within the window, rather than on politicians' individual preferences. According to Overton's description, his window includes a range of policies considered politically acceptable in the current climate and public opinion, which a politician can recommend without being considered too extreme to gain or keep public office. Now, what happens is that over time, he uses the terms and breaks the laws and does the things he's supposed to do to remain in office, and no one challenges on him, and it becomes acceptable, his behavior, which was lawless when he first started. It's sort of like an unthinkable, radical, acceptable, sensible, popular policy, popular, sensible, acceptable, radical, unthinkable occurs, where you start out with more freedom and you end up with less, and over time it's accepted that you live in less. And hasn't that been the case in California? Isn't that been the case in Venezuela? See, this is all part of it, this Overton window, where you start out with a lot of freedom and they gradually work against you and take away your freedom because you did nothing about it. You accepted it. You accepted lawlessness. Now, in California, we're no longer doing that. At least in New California, we're not. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda21radio.news. Judge Jeanine is going to be with us a little bit later. We're going to be looking into that, of course, and finding out what's really truly going on. And it's going to be awesome, actually. We just got so many things happening right in front of my very eyes. It almost a little bit disconcerting, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it can be a little bit disconcerting. No matter how you look at it, it can be really disconcerting if you don't know what you're doing. But we have all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things happening our way, at least on Agenda 21 Radio. And, you know, the topics at hand drive our show. There's no question about it. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that are happening as well. And want to keep that out there in front for people to understand. I want to get back into a little bit that Rand Paul has been instrumental lately, and I said he would be, and he has been. Now, Rand Paul, I saw Rand Paul speak in 2014. 2014, actually. Saw him speak 2014 in Burlingame at the Republican State Convention in California, which was kind of a circus what was going on there politically. Man, what underhandedness was there. Anyway, but, for you know, Rand Paul is, and I like Rand Paul. I like him today. I like him. I'm a fan. Some of the things he gets a little strange about, but, you know, he's not afraid. He is absolutely not afraid one little bit to challenge the big people. You know, when Hillary Clinton, when she was brought before the Senate committee on Benghazi, she showed up in that nice Muslim Brotherhood green, gold, and black outfit, right? Which are the colors of the Muslim Brotherhood, right? You know, that green is a color of the Muslim faith. Making a major league statement, of course, to tell all the brothers, I'm here. I'm going to protect you from the evil, wicked, mean, and nasty Senate in this hearing. That's really what it was. Uma Abedin right there by her side. And Rand Paul just hammered Hillary Clinton. Said, you know, the classic comment to her in the hearing was, well, if I was president, I would ask for your resignation. To which the whole hall went, how dare you do that to Hillary Clinton? Well, it didn't bother him at all. And everybody was going, yeah, Rampo, yeah. And everybody was cheering for him. So here he's at it again. And this is where the whole impetus behind the revoking, I think, or at least the support of the revoking of John Brennan's security clearance comes in. And, you know, really seriously, why should anybody be asking questions about the security clearance at this point in time for especially a player like John Brennan? Now, look, there's going to be more revelations out about John Brennan in his early years with Obama. This is all going to start coming out. I'm hearing it now from people that know, and he's a key player in all this stuff, and now's the time for the president to put a little bit more pressure on these folks. So out go the security clearances. So Rand Paul, this is an article, and it's by Fox News. It says here, Rand Paul says he will seek to have the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan revoked as the Obama-era intelligence chief racks up criticism of President Trump. It says, in a pair of tweets Monday, Paul asked whether Brennan was monetizing his security clearance by divulging secrets to reporters. Then, of course, Sarah Huckabee Sanders comes out, and she rakes him over the coals, too. And the next one says, is John Brennan monetizing security clearance? Is John Brennan making millions of dollars, divulging secrets, blah, blah, blah? Today I will meet with the president, and I will ask him to revoke John Brennan's security clearance. All right. Last Wednesday, Rand Paul eviscerated Brennan for describing President Trump's performance at a joint press conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki as treasonous. You know, John Brennan started out his adulthood by voting for the Communist Party presidential candidate. He is now ending his career by showing himself to be the most biased, bigoted, over-the-top, hyperbolic, I almost said son of a, sort of an unhinged director of the CIA we have ever had, Paul said in the Fox News Channel newsroom. It's really an insult to everything about our government to have a former head of the CIA calling the president treasonous just because he doesn't like him. But that's part of their narrative. They want to make that thing go on, right? John Brennan, he responds, Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. That was his comment. Right. Says that hours later, the former CIA director appeared on MSNBC to call for the Trump administration's officials to step down. I cannot understand how the national security team can continue to abide by this, and how Pompeo and Bolton and Kelly can continue in their jobs. The guy's getting desperate. That's a good thing. I'm telling you. Trump calling out all these folks puts people on notice all across the security spectrum. Those people that don't like Donald Trump, that don't like this country, that are Obama-files, they've been served notice. Well, they hadn't gotten a clue before, but obviously they don't. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be hearing, actually pretty soon, from Judge Jeanine. She's going to be with us here on the show. And barring any issues with with technicalities or something like that, which, you know, we still live in the electronic age, I might say. So as a result, we might not be able to get her, and that's not true. We have everything worked out. Stay calm. Stay calm. It's going to be all right. We're going to make sure that we get her on the radio show on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. It is the state of the future, and following Saturday's first ever constitution, state constitution that happened, we had people who flew in from, are you ready for this, Massachusetts to be part of what we're doing. Wow. I mean, that's like pretty big, and we're pretty excited about that. So anyway, we got all that going on and more. So make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, the state of the future. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Like I say at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Cindy Dowd and SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.